Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. I am honestly impressed with my singing every week on that. But it is. Welcome. It is Thursday, the 30th September, 2021. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. This is the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. We're live on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, with our buddy, who just dropped a bombshell before we went live. So I've got the scoop spanner back, bombshell. Dusted it off.
Oh, no.
Corey Van Dyke, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you? I couldn't help but notice the moving scoops banner going on.
Like, you mentioned this to me, and I just went, whoa, we'll just start the show, right? Because you're on your phone, mumbling away to me, and you're like, did you hear about the Star Wars What If? And I'm like, whoa, let's start broadcast. Come on, Corey, scoop it up, Bubba.
There's a rumor floating around, and I remember hearing this back in the day as well, so I can kind of add some fuel to the fire, I guess.
Corey's so young back in the day, is 6 months ago.
Exactly. There was a idea for Disney to basically make three animated films that were based on the original Star Wars scripts, following Luke Starkiller and all of those characters. And so they're developing those right now. They've written the first one. So that's something that came out from, I don't remember where it came out from, but the only reason that it kind of piqued my interest is because I do vaguely remember hearing about that a while ago. So I know it's not bogus, but yeah, I think, what do we think of that?
Well, I'm just coming to terms. So it's not Star Wars What If, it's a long running thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like I guess What If the original scripts were made instead of,
okay,
you know, well, so it's still like an alternate kind of reality, if you will.
Well, that's interesting, because I was just on Google and on the Star Wars thing, and I did find a news item that does tie in with that. They sort of said it a little bit differently, but a lot of people would know, but what the story and the characters that you're talking about based off George Lucas's original sort of, you know, outline or whatever, it was made into a Star Wars comic. Jonathan Rinzler wrote it, and previous Steel Wars guest Mike Mayhew was the artist, and he came on and talked about running through that. So that's all on the Patreon. You can listen to him talk about the process of developing George Lucas's outline into a comic. First of all, Star Wars What If? Nah.
Really?
It wouldn't be allowed to be fun. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't think we're emotionally capable enough to, I feel like I'd do more harm than good. Just, I don't know. It's like Star Wars is like, this is different because they're like different characters. You know, like Han Solo's a lizard, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
And, yeah, you know, characters are combined, and I think there's, like, maybe Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker are swapped around. But anyway, because I did see on, this was on, because these guys have got such good Google rankings, on Inverse. Lucasfilm is currently developing a trilogy of animated movies inspired by the original concept art for Star Wars. So this is not off the original George Lucas. This is off the art that they say. Okay. Which, yeah, that's even a more vague idea. unless they were just, they've just confused and it's like the art and the,
yeah,
the concepts that George had for them.
I don't see this moving forward though. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, it's weird because, you know, their report is that,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's going to be based off the Ralph McQuarrie art, an animated, you know, thing based off the art. And I asked someone about this, and they did send a little clip. So this is a bit of a scoop of them doing the animated series off the art. Here we go.
This is Master Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I found... Is this a scoop?
I regret to report that both our Jedi Order and the Republic have fallen.
Look, Macquarie Star Destroyer. Time of darkness. Macquarie Stormtrooper. It's... When look! 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 Galaxy. It's here.
It's a full trailer.
What a scoop. And don't... wait till you find out about the Darth Vader that's going to appear. Oh... going to Macquarie your face off.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when I was reading through that article. I was like, yeah, I've definitely
been
done
there,
that.
Done that. Yeah. Inverse.
Yeah.
Chill out.
I definitely think it was something they were talking about at one point, but I don't see the point to really, I don't know, I just feel like, I do think a Star Wars What If will happen though. I do think they'll do it eventually. I think the popularity of this one will fuel that one. The popularity of the Marvel one will fuel the Star Wars one.
Yeah, I don't know. I just dropped out of the Marvel one.
Well, they had Mustafar in it this week. And they had a moment where they were on Mustafar. It was interesting.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Yeah. I'll take your word for it. Yeah, I don't know. I just... like it. If they picked really intriguing... like galaxy defining things that changed and got to really go into it for like an hour or something, that could be interesting. But yeah, the Marvel ones, like I'm far less a Marvel fan and I've never watched Marvel animation before. So after the first couple, I was just like,
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be cool to do, because the Marvel ones are supposed to be like, they're all going to connect and be an ongoing story. So they're not just like one-offs. And I think that would be cool to do that with Star Wars What Ifs too. So like you can do the whole saga if you want and it could work. Like the old comic Star Wars Infinities were a lot of fun. It would be cool to, I think, adapt some of those. But yeah, I mean, I'd be down to see them. But yeah, there's definitely a handful of people who I think would take them a little too seriously. But just have fun with it if they do. That'd be fun.
Now, before you blew me, I got to get rid of this scoop thing, by the way. Oof. Okay. Oof. That was a lot of action on the screen. So before I got talking to you, I was looking at the little Star Wars Google thing, and I came across this article, this video feature on the New York Times, and it is pretty amazing. I don't think I'm logged in, so you can't see the whole thing. But you just need to log in with Facebook. Do you know about this?
Yeah, I did see a little bit about this yesterday.
So it's an article in the New York Times. It's like a 15-minute little documentary. In a galaxy far, far away, he was almost Anakin Skywalker. And it talks about, I think his name's Devin, who was the guy in... the beginning documentary who was the runner-up to play Anakin.
Right.
And who's some people, based on face value, of what they how they acted the scene, he seemed like the best one.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure, you know, they obviously have to take in more than, you know, there's a lot of things of how they were maybe behaving behind the scenes, or they weren't, or whatever. But anyway, for me, I thought he was the best one. But he came second, and it is. Have you watched it?
I have not.
It's amazing.
Hmm.
It like it's devastating. It's so sad because it's like two kids' lives, and I don't know about the third one. Who knows? But sort of got ruined by this Anakin Skywalker role because they put him in the documentary as one of the runner-ups, and that got him, like, you know, his whole school career or school life, there were people bullying him about it because it broadcast to the world.
Really?
That, well, if it wasn't in the documentary, no one would know that right. He was the runner-up, but they put him in the documentary. So all through school, he's like, you're the guy that didn't get it. And it kind of, yeah, broke him a fair bit. So it's really well put together. And the tragic thing is, Corey, he's a massive Star Wars fan. Like he, like, you know, talks about in the documentary the parallels between the hero's journey and his journey, like through Star Wars and stuff. And it's you have to watch it. And he came from like a really poor background, and it was, you know, he saw it as a kid as like, oh, this is my ticket to not be poor anymore as well. So,
that's depressing.
Are you familiar with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's like at the end, like, you know, old Charlie Bucket wins the ticket and stuff, gets to go in the front door, and then they go, nah, mate, you're not coming into the factory bit. You're not seeing any Oompa Loompas. Like he got to go to Skywalker Ranch, meet George Lucas, act opposite Natalie Portman. They all three kids were hanging out together, which is just bizarre. But I definitely think in retrospect, whilst I found it fascinating and still do as a viewer in the documentary, like kind of a really bad call putting him in there. You know, I guess it was on the dawn of people just being like openly horrible through their use of the internet. But oh man, you got to watch it. It's,
is he still an actor?
No, like he... Like, that did it for him. Like, he was doing good, like, or decently. Like, he was in, like a Chuck Norris film, and just, like, they had heaps of clips of him doing other stuff. But then after this, he was just like, well, I'm never going to have a chance to do anything that big ever again. Like, that was my chance, and I didn't get it, so I'm quitting.
Mm. Yeah, I thought that would do it for me, too, I think. Well, so they should... Disney should put him in something now, like something.
Well, I was thinking just to be cool, you know, give those two other kids, like, get them to be Greedo. Get Warwick Davis out of a couple of suits.
Right.
Bang these dudes in. They're going to have a good time.
That is, I will say, and especially for kids who love Star Wars, to bring them in and like have them act with all the actors and then go, by the way, I know, go home. And yeah, I agree. They should have put them in for something. That's a
you know, like parents, they've got that choice to make when they get their kids into show business and stuff, like the disappointment and stuff. But you're going to be... You're the last three to be Anakin Skywalker. You know it's Anakin Skywalker. You're at Star Wars, like you're at Skywalker Ranch, the home, like they got to tour all the, you know, they got to see it all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, nah.
That's dark. I think the darkest part of that, though, is that he thought that was going to not make him poor.
Well, he would have got a chunk of change up front. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You would have imagined he's getting, like, I don't know, half a mil, something?
Oh, no, for sure, but did not.
Thanks for the spoiler, Corey.
Somebody said in the comments, the Anakin role is cursed even when you don't play him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just brutal.
Like, if he went on to do other things, other acting roles, I would have been a little more. He still did something. Yeah, that's sad.
Wow. One of my friends' ex-girlfriends was almost Rey.
What?
Yeah, one of my friends.
Okay.
Ex-girlfriends was almost Rey.
Yeah, well, talk me through that one. That's interesting.
Just one of my comedian friends here used to go out with a girl that was in like the final, I don't know, 3 or 5 or something to be Rey. And she actually, I've forgotten what her name is now, but you know, she hasn't done anything massive, but her career is, she's got no problems.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As my friend said, she probably wouldn't answer my call anymore. So always a good sign. That's probably a no to doing the podcast then. That's how I
think. That's right. Wow. I think one of the saddest things is to ever, I think for any Star Wars fan, is to bring them close to being in Star Wars and then they're not in it. That's rough.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Like, to have a chance to be in it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would be paranoid like the entire time that it wasn't going to happen. But to have
fair.
A chance.
That's fair. I mean, yeah.
I saw this thing. Lucy Lawless was in Star Wars Talks before Gina Carano's Mandalorian exit. I didn't even know about this, but apparently there's a call. There's a fan movement.
There is
to replace Lucy Lawless as Cara Dune, and I'd never thought about it. Like I sort of just like, yeah, just let's just move on because it's the character now is like. You know, if someone tried to play that character, it'd just be like.
Well, I think it gained traction because I think it was Hollywood Reporter that put out that she was going to be recast, and then they changed their mind to no, like the day later or something. So,
I think, but they do have a similar broad face.
They do, yeah.
But. So she says she's in she was in a discussion to do something previous, and she's been like a voice in Resistance or something. I read.
I don't. Maybe, but she was talking in the article. She was talking about how when the fan movement started, she was in negotiations with Disney to do something Star Wars, and then when that happened, it didn't go through, and she thinks it was because of that. So.
Yeah, is that what it said?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the headlines are like, fan casting may have cost her another Star Wars gig.
Yeah.
But next week, is there going to be an article like, Lucy Lawless says articles about her losing out on Star Wars gig may have cost her yet another Star Wars gig. Don't even get me started about the article that comes out in 2 weeks' time, Corey. It's a tongue tied. I can't even get into it.
Oh my goodness! No, that would be yeah. Well, she's an. I was gonna say that'd be on par with Little Anakin, but it would not at all, actually. So,
what did you think of the Book of Boba Fett poster? What's your speculation based on the Book of Boba Fett poster?
I've already seen people go as far to say that they see characters inside of Boba Fett's helmet.
No way. Wait there, dude. you got to warn me about this poster. Here we go. Images. Give me a big image. This this a big image? It's big enough. It's very dark.
It is stupidly dark.
I've seen people lighten it up online, and it seems like a viable thing to do. All right, so let's get this up here. Corey, where are these? Have you got, do you know where I can find any of these characters? Is that Dengar in between his legs?
I've heard some people say that it's Cad Bane that is in his helmet. I've seen some people say Luke Skywalker.
In his helmet?
In his helmet, yeah. In the reflection.
So some people still haven't seen the little hidden scene at the end of Mandalorian Season 2. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see anything. I genuinely don't know what people are talking about.
Sal Perales in the chat says, Steel saw, I thought he was saying he saw, damn it. Steel saw Toro Calican in Bova's visor. That is, that's a good Photoshop. It's pretty, you know, like this is a mainstream poster. Like, this is for our friend that asks us about Star Wars once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because it reveals nothing. But I hope, because I did hear some people very disappointed with the post. People disappointed about a lot of things. But hopefully, and this is my old schoolness talking, but I hope when they do release the trailer that maybe we get like a movie-esque combination poster with some of the new characters that we will see in the trailer.
I would not count on it, considering the Mandalorian posters. They were also very basic. It was just Din and Grogu, and that was it. So I don't know why they're...
Man, I just can't... I can't get my Book of Boba Fett movie poster. I can't get my Mandalorian Season 2 Luke Skywalker poster. I feel like Lucy Lawless trying to get a role in Star Wars right now. You just know, disappointment after disappointment.
I think the crazy thing, I guess, is the announcement of the date that it premieres, December 29th. So basically 2022. I mean, it's, yeah, no, basically no live action Star Wars this year. Yeah, I mean, it's, so here's the thing though. I tallied up how many weeks of Star Wars content we're going to be getting in 2022, and it comes to a total of 49 weeks of Star Wars content with 3 weeks in between for a break if they don't start overlapping the shows.
All right. So Book of Boba Fett, does that first week count?
No.
It's in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Right. I discounted 2021.
Yeah. Love your rules. Hey, a year's a year, a rule's a rule. You know what That's I'm right. saying?
100%. Right.
Love it. So Book of Boba Fett, how many is that got? Is it 8 episodes?
8 episodes, yeah.
All right, so there's 7.
7.
Oh, I'm going to get my calendar out. Wait there.
Yes, excited. Do it. Nick Smith, I'm saying your name now. My apologies. And then also looking at the comments from Rogue Rebels, Sal says, if you look real close, you can see Boba's knee armor sort of resembles both Boba's Empire Strikes Back knees and Jango Fett's knees from Attack of the Clones.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Peace out. Wow.
That's what a real fan finds little things like that. All right, so 8 episodes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, no, it didn't go down. Damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, so that finishes on the 16th of February.
Yes. And then I would anticipate a week after that to be the gallery for Boba Fett.
So quick?
Yeah, because that's what they do, they're doing with the Marvel ones, is they do the shows, and then the next week is the gallery, and then the week after is starting the other show.
Yeah, but they bring out figures the next week as well.
That's true. It's true.
That's cool, our Jets, Corey.
That's true.
Have you learned nothing?
That's true.
All right, let's go best case scenario.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so that's the 23rd take, and now we're up to the 2nd of March.
Yes. I think, so I'm definitely either going to be Kenobi or Andor. But
this early.
Yes. But I'm going to lean. Or do you think they would? I don't know. I think if it's Kenobi, you could line it up with the finale falling on May 4th.
All right. So 6 episodes, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're on March the 2nd, 9th, 16th. No, well, that's too early.
Okay, so let's say...
Because it would end on that great Star Wars day, April the 6th.
Oops. Okay, so...
May the 4th is a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday, exactly. It's a Wednesday. Yep.
So you reckon finale?
We are getting requests to make the calendar visible.
Oh, no, because then you see all my stupid dates in here.
Okay, so let's say Andor. Let's say Andor starts March 2nd. If Andor starts March 2nd, it's 12 episodes. Let's see. That would mean the 10th episode would fall on the 4th. So you could technically put the first episode of Kenobi on the 4th as well. You'd have a little bit of an overlap there. But I think they could do that.
Then you're not putting two Star Wars shows on the same day.
I don't know.
Corey, they're not.
I don't know.
That's it.
It's honestly like your worst take. You have some pretty bad takes. I love you, but you have some pretty bad takes. And the worst one.
I will also say,
you idiot.
I will point out that
no. You idiot.
No one believed me when I said Star Wars and Marvel would share the same day either.
Yeah, that's different.
No, I'm telling you there's going to be overlap. I'm telling you.
There's not. There is not going to be live action overlap. Because
okay, well, that's fair, but...
You're just talking about live action overlap.
I think Bad Batch could overlap. Thank you, Sal. I did also call Clone Wars Season 7. Very good.
Okay, so yeah, just saying, like, just guessing the thing you most want for 5 years is not calling it, by the way. It's that broken clock analogy. But why would you burn 2 episodes? You've got these episodes to get people to stay subscribed month after month.
Mm-hmm.
You're not burning 2 of the reasons. Of like, it's the same demo. It's the exact same demographic.
I'm strictly going Lucasfilm logic. Might be the case. We'll see.
Josh Chapman, this is going to get me worked up. They did overlap Mando with The Rise of Skywalker. Really? They both come out on Wednesday morning on Disney Plus? Disgusting.
We'll see. I mean, there's technically no reason to do it because they have enough. They have enough weeks.
Okay, so there's technically no reason to do it. However, What?
Here's why. I do feel like they would want to drop something as big as Kenobi on May 4th if they could.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. No. I bring it on. But they're not putting two on.
We'll see. I'm going to go ahead and diffuse my argument because it's totally not valid at all. I completely agree with what you're saying. So I don't think they'll overlap. It wouldn't strategically make sense. But I actually do think Bad Batch might overlap a bit in one of the shows.
I think a better way, instead of doing this calendar thing, right? And I would say is also, if they could, they try to release Kenobi before Andor. That's what I'd do, because I feel like Kenobi for their second show, it's going to be a real crowd pleaser. Like I feel like there's a bigger audience for Ben Kenobi than Kathleen in the chat, but then Andor. So I think for your second one, you want to just go, hey,
yeah,
remember Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen? Hey, heard about that Darth Vader? Hey, remember that Toro Calican? Oh, sorry, spoiler. Sorry.
Oh, well, okay. So if they do Kenobi after Andor, after Boba Fett, do you think they would wait till May 4th to drop the first episode for it? Or do you think it would just line up with an episode anyways because it's May 4th?
I would drop the first one on May 4th.
Okay. So by the time Celebration...
But for every... the other option, which is as good because you get to see it sooner, have the finale on May 4th.
Yeah. I don't think they'll have time to release it right after Boba, considering they just finished, so they still have to do so much post on it.
Yeah, if it was my money that I got some sort of financial gain, I would put the first episode on May the 4th.
Yeah, I would too.
Anyway, enough of predicting when this stuff's going on, right? Give me the weeks. So, all right. So, Boba Fett, 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Kenobi, 6 weeks.
Right.
Andor, 12 weeks.
Right. And we got Bad Batch, 16 weeks. And Mandalorian, 8 weeks.
Nah. Mandalorian, 1 week, I reckon.
Really?
Well, they always seem to have something on at Christmas. And, you know, if they're going to settle into this, you know, is this the start of a pattern that they're going to have it on in between Christmas Day and New Year's Day?
I don't think so.
All right. Nikto just is writing in code. He says, I think Corey's analysis is right on the money. And that's code for I'm an idiot. And I'm in the chat.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what, but I think probably the Kenobi on May 4th is a pretty good bet. I don't know. Do you think Disney Plus Day is going to talk about when they're coming out or give a rough estimate? Or do you think they'll just say 2022?
If they can... Like, if they've got it sussed, I think they'd love to say, hey, remember that May the 4th? Remember it? Remember that Ewan McGregor? Hey? Hey?
Yeah, I would think so. Because I think the Marvel shows were always given a month, but never, like, a date. So, like, when they would announce things prior, it was like, it's going to come out in November, it's going to come out in August. So I think, yeah, that would make sense.
But they don't have a Marvel Day that happens to fall on a Wednesday as well. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Do you know why their day doesn't fall on a Wednesday?
Why is that?
Doesn't exist. Can't fall on any days. Get used to it, buddy. Get real used to it.
What do you think of somebody pointed this out yesterday, that the Book of Boba Fett, the first episode, falls on the same day as the Hawkeye finale. So it's going to be the first time we see the two brands falling on the same day. And I actually...
What? Say that again.
This is the first time we see the two brands falling on the same
what's
day.
What's the other thing that comes out with Hawkeye?
Book of Boba.
Oh, okay. But the Hawkeye one starts before, yeah.
Yeah, so the finale for Hawkeye is going to be on the same day as the first episode for Boba. But
oh, that's interesting.
Well, I think, it's weird. I would have figured that they would have, do different days. So Marvel gets Wednesday, Star Wars gets Friday. But it's really interesting that they want to do the same exact day. Because, I would say for the most part, largely a lot of Star Wars fans are also Marvel fans. So it still works. But it's definitely interesting that they're doing this.
But also the thing is, if their fans are both, well, they're going to watch both. So
Yeah.
And the other thing, which would that this would be an interesting thing for them to look at, is who watches what first.
Yeah,
you're putting them to head to head. Like, you're not going to lose any money, right? Because you're just going to watch it whenever you want. But I think that the Hawkeye one, you sort of have to wrap it up in that week because it's Christmas themed. You could do it the week before, right. I guess.
Right,
but so that sort of fits in with that. That was like my favorite thing about it. I'm like, oh, Christmas show I can watch. This is sick. Love it.
Well, one thing that I liked about Bad Batch when the Marvel stuff was coming out was when they would drop Marvel stuff on Wednesday and then Bad Batch on Friday. I don't know. It felt like there was something to look forward to like twice in the week.
About twice in a day, Corey?
Yeah, it's still cool, but there's something about having specific nights dedicated to specific shows that was cool too.
All right, Sal says, which wrap first, Kenobi or Andor?
I think kind of wrapped it maybe a week apart.
Yeah, I feel like Kenobi did first, but there's twice the amount of episodes. So
yeah,
you've got twice the amount of post-production, whatever that is. Rogue Rebels says, I miss Fridays. Buddy, it's one day away. It's only a day away. Hame says that Andor wrapped first.
Yeah, I think it was a week before it wrapped, yeah.
Sal says, yeah, buddy, Cassian's got more episodes. Come on, Sal, get in the program. And he also says Wednesday is a weird drop day. It's... Oh, actually, probably Thursday would be better for me. Any day's better. Any day during the week that's not Friday is the best day for me. Because it's Friday's my daddy day.
Got it.
So, people don't want to watch videos where you're telling your son to be quiet for 15 minutes. Shh!
Well, I was talking to a Raj.
Luke Skywalker! Shh! R2-D2! Shh!
That makes sense. I was talking to Araj a couple months ago, and he was saying him, he does both reactions to Marvel and Star Wars. So he was saying how it's going to be tough for him to have to sort of watch them both and then edit both right away. But that's, that's creator problems versus the way they distribute the shows.
Yeah, that's junkie issues, I feel like. That's Book of Boba Fett, and man, I just think this thing's gonna just be spectacular.
Yeah, I think so too. It feels weird that we haven't gotten any live action Star Wars since Mandalorian season 2, and we're gonna
we can keep adding up the bloody weeks, so we're only at 41. And so, okay, so I reckon whack on one day for Mando.
Well, yeah, if
so
you're
42, if, 42. So there's 10 empty weeks.
Yeah, if I still
and then you could chuck in two galleries. There you go. I'll give you two galleries. You happy with that?
I'd say three.
No, but I've already given you one.
I'd say three. Total.
45 weeks.
There you go. Well, yeah, I think 2023 is also going to be not as much, but I think it's going to have a fair amount as well, because I think right after Mando, you're going to go straight into Ahsoka. So.
Oh, Seth has got the theory. This will ruffle some feathers in fandom. Maybe we'll get a droid story.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
How could you forget about droid story?
Droid story, yeah.
I wonder if we'll get... It's going to be very interesting. Because Like, they've got to bring up the shows that they've already mentioned. Like, are they going to, like, just Rian Johnson Lando and just, like, not mention that show ever again?
Yeah, I think that's...
Rangers of the New Republic? Hey, you got Johnson Trilogy, buddy. Check ya. Never... What? Sorry. Is this thing on?
I think during the Disney Day, we'll know more about Ahsoka and when that comes out, and we'll know about the cast on it. I don't think... I think we're going to have actually more information about Acolyte as well. So I think Ahsoka and Acolyte are going to be the big 2023 shows.
I reckon Geeky Media says I'm not entirely sure Rogue Squadron will happen. I'm pretty sure it will.
I think so. Yeah.
Let's wrap up with there's like a thing about that Mena Mussad talking about live action casting rumors. What did you think about that? Because you were back in the day. Yeah. You were scooping about that he'd been signed, but here we go. Oh, there's he said he was just manifesting, trying different things. When he talks about those Ezra Bridger casting rumors. And obviously he's very keen to join up. But what did you make of it all?
Yeah, I think he's definitely, you can tell just on the way he's talking about it. And there's a little bit of like nervousness in there too. He's already cast. He's already signed. So he's playing it up for sure. He did a good job though. I think he did a lot better than most other people have, for sure. It's funny because he says something like, yeah, I can't really talk about that, and then goes on to talking about it. So yeah, I think he'll be announced next the Disney Day that he's Ezra. That makes
sense. You think we'll get casting for that?
Yeah.
All right, Corey. Let's talk a bit of action figures. Now, had an announcement this week. Now, on a scale of prototype Stormtroopers to Black Series Rex or whatever it is that you like these days, I don't know what you kids are up to. What do you make of the George Lucas in Stormtrooper armor, 6-inch Black Series?
I like it. It's cool.
Now, we've got it up on the screen here in the little card. When you think about maybe buying this, Corey, do you look at the card? And you think, yeah, I don't know, maybe if the 50 year of Lucasfilm Limited logo was a bit bigger on it, that I might pick it up. Because that seemed like it was a big concern in putting together this design and how it features on the merchandise.
It's huge. This is pretty much a scaled up version of the 3¾-inch one that came out, I think, almost like 20 years ago at this point. But
was there?
Yeah. I think it was like a mail away figure you could get.
No, that was Han Solo.
No, they did. They did a George Lucas one.
Wait there. Wait there. I saw on Star Wars News Net, they did an article about the history of George Lucas action figures. Oh, okay. They did. There you go. I totally forgot about that. All right. I remember they did the George Shakul, which was like the X-Wing
pilot. Celebration one. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool that they're putting out a Dave Filoni and a George Lucas. That's cool.
And one's a Rebel and one's an Imperial.
Right.
Do you think that's secret code for the Lucasfilm Civil War?
1,000%. Or... That's exactly what they're saying. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I reckon that's pretty sick. Pretty sick. Graham says he's not a collector, but that's cool. Sal wants his Black Series Richard Marquand, which would be great. AT-ST pilot would be cool. And Catherine wants a Gareth Edwards Rebel Soldier. Oh, the Salt. Next to the Salt. I would love for there to be a Rian Johnson one announced, maybe a few of them, and then just never followed up again, ever again.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about that.
If you are new to the show, I would just adore the idea of a Rian Johnson trilogy in a new part of Star Wars, either area or a timeline, is just
Can you believe that was announced 4 years ago? And just nothing. Yeah,
just all I hear about is that hundreds of millions of dollars he's making doing his own thing.
Yeah, let's do that.
Come back, buddy. Come back. Alrighty, dude. You got anything else on the cards, on the ticket?
Well, there's a Lego special coming out tomorrow, The Terrifying Tale, so that's something to, be jazzed about, I guess. It's new Star Wars content, so I'm excited to check it out. I actually, a part of me thought that maybe the Book of Boba trailer would drop this week, but yeah, I think it's 3 months out, so it's too soon. I think we'll see it on Disney Plus Day. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, kind of a slow week, I'd say, but good stuff.
The is it my internet or your internet that's crackling?
It's probably mine.
Okay, sweet. Hey, everyone, just honor that little algorithm, you know what I'm saying? Hit that little thumbs up, all that good stuff. Corey, should you do one of your world-famous outros?
Yeah, you can follow me on @Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram, as well as Convor Call on Twitter and Instagram, and the Convor Call on YouTube. We're doing a live stream tomorrow at 1 p.m. with Jen Marie of Kyber Sisters, and we're going to be talking about everything we talked about here, and a little bit of Book of Boba and all that fun stuff.
Awesome. Hey, this is sort of breaking. I just checked Star Wars Google again before you logged off, and still no mention of the Rian Johnson trilogy.
Nothing, huh?
Hey, no news is good news.
Definitely. I think that the best part is when everyone looks at him, he's like, yeah. Still actively working.
This is me waiting for the Rian Johnson trilogy announcement. Look at me, so eager. Hey? You cold, Corey?
Yeah.
How about now?
Awesome.
Alrighty, dude. It was great to chat up on this fairly uneventful week in Star Wars, but good banter. I feel like
we're entering October, which means we have two more months of just kind of winging it until new content comes out. I can't wait to get back into live action Star Wars every week and just talking about it. It's so far away though.
Dude. It's you know what live action Star Wars is? This is why we do it. Bang. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But for today, at near 50 minutes, I feel like...
Long enough.
I don't do the lead-in, but this has gone on. I'm not doing it right. I think I've done that like 3 weeks in a row. Can you edit this? How does YouTube work? Wow. All right, I feel like this has gone on.
Long enough.
So, hey, may that force be with you. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. What about a series based around the rejected concepts for the rejected Macquarie series?
Star Wars Rebels.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.